Track 15. Now to our final piece, The Secret Diary of Flora and Friends. Rescue chickens now living at a secret Norfolk address, as imagined by Dominic Carson.
Chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken, I want one for my tea. Oh, I haven't had an egg since Easter, and now it's 3:30. So, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me.
Bit of excitement this month. We've seen life outside our garden. Well, Daisy and Isabel have anyway. We're pottering about as usual, following the beard as he goes around with his trowel and little bag, collecting our leavings. He's a bit odd that way, going across the garden and muttering to himself about the amount we're doing. We like to keep him busy. We feed those birds too much, he mumbles. He's 100% wrong on that, but to be fair, he's having to put in a fair bit of trowel work. Anyway, we're chattering away to him, letting him know what's occurring and offering helpful comments. You missed a bit, says Big Myrtle. He wanders off into the human's hutch, only to come flying out a few minutes later. Who's missing? He says, all panicky. We look at each other and realise that we are a bird short of a flock, and it's Isabel. Off he shoots while we look at each other agog. Where is our ninja buddy? She's the other side of the hedge in the lane next door, that's where, and we can hear her chuntering on to the neighbours, who seem a bit startled to see a small chicken ambling about. But 2 minutes later, she's back, following the beard. He had sweet corn, she says, and we nod in understanding. Also, she says, there's not actually that much going on the other side. A couple of days later, and it's Daisy who's gone walkabout. Same thing happens, and she gets a cheeky sweet corn bonus as a lure to get her back in. But that's not all the drama, oh no. Beard is on his hands and knees, looking under the hedge, trying to work out how they've managed to get out. He spots a hole and is getting busy fixing up the barrier when he gives off an odd squawk. We assume because he's nailed his finger to a fence post or something. But no, he burrows into the depths of the hedge and emerges with two handfuls of eggs. Seems like someone has been having a quiet little lay in a nest away from the madding crowd, and it is Daisy who is sauntering away from the scene, acting all nonchalant-like. If a chicken could whistle innocently, she'd be doing it. I just felt like a change, she shrugs a bit later on when we ask her about it. It's nice and quiet in the greenery. Anyway, it's getting a bit chilly to be doing that outdoors now, so I'll get back on the old nest box. And she's right. It is a bit parky these days, and the wind can be a bit fresh, especially when you're bending over a lot, which we are. But we have all fluffed up nicely now, lots of downy feathers to keep us a bit warmer, though I am envious of our chicken sisters who have feathery trousers as well. Must be lovely.
Chick, chick,